Welcome back to the Never Lost Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Ward. This is episode 7, recorded on Monday, July 11th. And today I'm going to get straight into things. I'm going to be talking about the NBA Summer League, how that's going. I'll give some free agent news going on in the NBA as well. I'm going to move over to the MLB. The All-Star rosters are finally set, and I'll break down the rosters and fill you in on who I'm excited to watch. I'll then move over to the NFL. There's some chaos going on over there. And then I'll break down a top 10 QB list that we got today from an NFL executive. I'll then move over to golf and talk about the tournament that just finished up this past weekend. And I'll preview the one that's coming up in the end of the week. And then we're going to talk about Wimbledon, which is a little bit different for the show. But we're going to be talking about Wimbledon. I'll fill you in on everything that happened this weekend, and then I'm going to finish the episode off with some underdog picks for the week. So a lot to cover here today, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the discussion.
Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Red Sox win the World Series!
70 points for Devin Booker.
So let's get straight into things. The NBA Summer League has not disappointed, and this year's rookies class has really showed so far that they really deserve to be in their lineups and have a spot on the roster. Moses Moody for the Golden State Warriors, Cam Thomas for the Brooklyn Nets, Quentin Grimes for the New York Knicks, Jaden Ivey for the Detroit Pistons, Paolo Banchero for the Magic, all guys who have had great summer leagues. Jaden Ivey did go out with an injury the other night, and he was quoted to have said that he was all good, but still a little bit worried for him, just because you'd never want to see an injury on a young guy like that. So Chet has also returned into the lineup, but he didn't have too great of a game the other night, so hopefully he's able to turn things around. Jonathan Kuminga, I just want to highlight him. He had a huge game the other night in front of Steve Kerr, so really hope he gets healthy and is able to stay healthy and is able to play for that Warriors team in the regular season and hopefully playoffs for them. So yeah, that's all that's really going on right now in Summer League. I'll keep you guys updated as time goes on with that. Some free agent news in the NBA. Danilo Gallinari joining the Celtics on a 2-year, $13.3 million deal. Really like this pickup for the Celtics. I'm not too sure what this means for the rest of the team, but I really like this fit, and I'm excited to see him play in a Celtics uniform this year. Some other news in NBA free agency. There has been an update in the DeAndre Ayton deal. So the Indiana Pacers have just recently came over the horizon as a suitor for DeAndre Ayton, and that's because of the Malcolm Brogdon trade. They traded Malcolm Brogdon to the Celtics, and because he has been away and not able to do his physical, he has not cleared that trade, and so the Pacers do not technically have the cap space that they want or that they need to sign a DeAndre Ayton. And so something to watch out for in the next couple of days is as Malcolm Brogdon finishes his physical, the talks are going to ramp up a little bit in the DeAndre Ayton trade, and hopefully we'll get a trade here in the next couple of weeks. So something definitely exciting to look out for, and I'll keep you guys updated as soon as I know more. The last and final news for the NBA for this episode, Ja Morant comes out and says he would, quote, cook Michael Jordan. Don't get me wrong, Ja's a great player, and I think he would be a great match for MJ, but I just don't think MJ is losing to Ja. Ja is a lot quicker, but I just think with MJ's overall skill and knowledge of basketball, I just don't think he's beating a Ja Morant. But I guess we'll never know. Ja Morant didn't play in MJ's time, and MJ didn't play in Ja Morant's time. So silly NBA news, but just something that has headlined the NBA this offseason. Moving on over to the MLB, the All-Star Game roster has finally been announced. And honestly, these teams are stacked. And there's definitely some snubs on this, on these rosters for sure. To start off with the American League, to just go down the roster, starting off with the catcher position, Alejandro Kirk from Toronto. Then we go Vladimir Guerrero at first base for Toronto, Jose Altuve at second base for from Houston, Tim Anderson at shortstop for the White Sox, third base, Rafi Devers from Boston, Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, and Giancarlo Stanton all in the outfield, and then Shohei Ohtani in the DH slot, but is also pitching, so really cool to see that for him as well. For the National League, Wilson Contreras is going to fill in for the catcher position. Paul Goldschmidt is going to take the first base position. Jazz Chisholm Jr. from Miami is taking in the second base position. Trey Turner, he's going to be playing shortstop. Manny Machado, he'll be in the third base position. Mookie Betts, Ronald Acuna Jr., Jock Peterson, all rounding up the outfield for the National League. And Bryce Harper did make the All-Star, but unfortunately he is hurt, so he will be replaced. I have not seen who they named his replacement as, but we'll have to watch out for that. So yeah, so the roster is officially revealed. I think these are great rosters. I do think that some players were snubbed. Some of those players, including Josh Bell, another being Freddie Freeman, another being Ty France, Carlos Rendon, Will Smith, all guys that definitely should have made the All-Star roster, but they won't be in LA this year. I'm really curious to see who the MLB picks for the Home Run Derby. Those picks should be announced soon, this week coming up. So I'll keep you guys updated as soon as I know more. Moving over to the MLB regular season, the Baltimore Orioles have shocked the world and are currently the hottest team in baseball. They are on an 8-game win streak and are just taking names. They just swept the Angels, and they're doing this all with a roster under Max Scherzer contract size. So kind of really cool to see that a young team and a cheap team is winning games and is making chaos in the MLB. They are currently, I want to say, last in the AL East, but they are definitely making a push to be one of the best and make that wild card spot, even though I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to definitely cool off by the end of the All-Star weekend, but I guess we'll see how they turn things around, the trades they make in the trade deadline that's coming up here in a couple weeks. So I'll keep you guys updated as I know more, and definitely something to keep your eye out over the next couple of weeks. Other teams that are striving here in the middle of the season, the Mariners are on an 8-game win streak. The Dodgers are on a 7-game win streak. The Braves are on a 3-game win streak. And the Reds are on a 4-game win streak. So really cool to see those teams making some noise here in the middle of the season. I'm excited to see if any of these contending teams make some moves in the trade deadline. But we'll see. And as soon as I know more, I'll keep you guys updated. For the Red Sox, they're not doing bad. They just split with the Yankees. And we got two pretty big wins in the last two games of the series. So we're on a 2-game win streak, but hoping to continue to make noise here in the league. And we are currently atop of the wild card spot. So I'm excited to see if we can lock that down and if somehow, some way we could crack into the Yankees top spot of the AL East. We are going into a series with the Rays, so we'll see how that goes. The Rays are currently 45-40. They are 1.5 games behind the Red Sox, so we'll see if they jump us over this series or if we just secure our spot even more. So yeah, some other news in the MLB world. The Atlanta Braves made a trade this morning for the Kansas City Royals' 35th pick in the draft. They gave up Drew Waters, Andrew Hoffman, CJ Alexander. So some moves being made in the trade deadline, but nothing too crazy just yet. Just some prospects for a draft pick. So I'll keep you guys updated as soon as I know more, but that's going to be it for the MLB. Continuing on over to the NFL offseason and the chaos that's going on over there. Dwayne Brown was recently arrested at LAX for a gun that was found in his luggage. It was, it wasn't loaded, and he was arrested, and he was quoted to have said it was an accident and it just was an error as a human. So we'll see how that situation plays out. He did post bail, so he is out of jail. And we'll see how that trial goes in a couple weeks. So I'll keep you guys updated as soon as I know more. Some other news in the NFL. Zach Wilson, the quarterback for the New York Jets. It's a little bit of a story, but he has a long-term girlfriend, or had a long-term girlfriend. And that long-term girlfriend was recently posted up with a new guy on Instagram, and thanks to TikTok and other people doing some research, they found out that this guy was Zach Wilson's like longtime best friend, and it was with his Zach Wilson's ex-girl. So kind of an interesting situation. Somebody commented on the post and said, "Homie Hopper," and she replied back and said, "Nah, Zach Wilson's the real homie Hopper." And he was going out with his mom, or excuse me, with his best friend's mom. So kind of a interesting situation, but yeah, so we'll see how that situation plays out. And yeah, just not your everyday news for the NFL or any league for that matter. So some other news in the NFL, there was a list of top 10 QBs released, and I'm going to read off that list and tell you where I think it is wrong. The list is number 1, Aaron Rodgers, number 2, Patrick Mahomes, number 3, Josh Allen, number 4, Tom Brady, number 5, Joe Burrow, number 6, Matthew Stafford, number 7, Justin Herbert, number 8, Russell Wilson, number 9, Deshaun Watson, and number 10, Dak Prescott. So pretty solid list all around. This is, in my opinion, if I'm looking at this list, I'm looking at everything. So that's including regular season playoffs. So for me, I think my list looks like Patrick Mahomes at 1, Josh Allen at 2, Aaron Rodgers at 3, Tom Brady at 4, Matthew Stafford at 5, Russell Wilson at 6, Joe Burrow at 7, Lamar Jackson at 8, Justin Herbert at 9, and Dak Prescott at number 10. And I can explain each of these picks. I think Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl winning QB, and is still making a name for himself in the league. I do expect him to take a little bit of a drop off this year without Tyreek Hill, but we'll have to readjust this list after this season or even during the season. So Mahomes at 1, Josh Allen at 2. I think those two definitely could switch after this year. I'm expecting Josh Allen to be on a Super Bowl contending team with the Bills, and I really enjoy watching him play just because he's a fun QB to watch. He has a lot of personality, and he is a dual threat QB. He can throw the ball, he can run the ball, and he can lead his team to score a touchdown whenever you need him to. So I'm really excited to see Josh Allen this year. I think he is number 2 right now behind Patrick Mahomes. So continuing on to number 3, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, both of them at the end of their careers, Brady calling it quits and then coming back. So I do think Rodgers edges out Brady just because of the two MVPs the past two years. So we'll see how he makes a case for a third year in a row. Brady didn't have too great of a year last year, but still This team was in the playoffs. They were competing, and they almost came back against the Rams in the playoffs there this last year. So excited to see how Brady comes back this year. If he comes back again the following year, we'll see. I doubt it, but I'm excited to see Brady play again this year. Number five, Matthew Stafford. He had an incredible season this past year, and I'm really excited to see him play. I'm hoping he can live up to his standard and possibly even jump Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers in this list, but I definitely see him jumping Tom Brady. I don't know on Aaron Rodgers, but Matthew Stafford, again, another great year this year, so we will see how he does today, or this year, excuse me. Following Matthew Stafford was Russell Wilson. Some might say this was a little bit of a biased pick, but I think the fresh start with the Broncos and his fit there, I think it's incredible, and I'm excited to watch him this year in a new uniform, even though he's not with the Seahawks. Continuing on, number seven, Joe Burrow, and number eight, Lamar Jackson. I think Joe Burrow showed himself this year that he's a QB that's willing to take a hit for his team if he needs to, and is going to throw the ball down the field to Ja'Marr Chase or whoever else is down the field. So I'm really excited to see him make a case to show that he's here in the league to stay as a top contender, and they're going to be a problem to deal with in Cincinnati. Number eight, I have Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, granted, he's not the best thrower, and Justin Herbert and Dak Prescott, who are behind him, are definitely better throwers than Lamar. But I just think with Lamar's accolades and with everything that he has brought to Baltimore, I just think that he has to be on this list. And I think the fact that it didn't have Lamar Jackson on there, I am extremely shocked. And I just think he deserves to be on this list with his resume. Following him at number nine, Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert has shown peaks of greatness and has shown times where he can be your franchise QB and is going to be a superstar in this league one day, a Hall of Famer eventually. So he is at number nine just because of the fact that he is not yet technically proven himself. He hasn't gone too far in the playoffs just yet. So we'll see how he makes his case for his QB status after this year, and I'll keep you guys updated on him. Finishing out the list at number 10, I have Dak Prescott. Coming off the injury, I think he had a great year, and I'm expecting him to continue that and show that he is a superstar QB and he deserves the money that he's getting paid. So definitely something to watch out for this year, and I'm excited to see these guys all play. All these guys are Super Bowl contenders, so definitely these teams are going to be in the talks for the playoffs. So that's going to do it for the NFL today. Actually, kind of a lot for what's usual here, but I'll keep you guys updated. So yeah, that's going to be it for the NFL. Moving on over to golf now, the American Century Championship was this past week, and a lot of big names headlined the event, including Tony Romo, Derek Carr, Dell Curry, Steph Curry, Josh Allen, Anthony Caruso, Larry Fitzgerald, Alex Smith, David Carr, Kyle Lowry, Andre Iguodala. So a lot of big names, and it ended up being Tony Romo's weekend, and he ended up winning this event after a two-hole playoff. So super cool to see, and if you haven't seen the highlights of that weekend, definitely go check it out. Really cool to see. Continuing on over to the PGA Tour, Genesis Scottish Open finished up yesterday. Xander Schauffele ended up winning at 7-under and got a bag of $1.4 million. So he definitely got paid, and this week, the next event is going to be the Open. It's also in Scotland. As long as this week goes to plan for Tiger, he should be playing this weekend. So I'll definitely keep you guys updated on his status. And something excited to see for golf is Tiger Woods making a comeback, and hopefully he can end up winning a tournament here one of these weekends. So we'll see for him. I'm really excited for Tiger. He's looking good on his practice rounds. They were saying that he was driving the greens on short par fours. He had a couple good eagle looks in his practice round. So hopefully he's all good for this weekend, and I'll keep you guys updated as soon as I know more. Moving on over to tennis, which is a little bit different for the Never Lost podcast, but it's important, so we got to talk about it. Novak Djokovic ended up winning his fourth straight Wimbledon this past weekend and seventh total. He defeated Nick Kyrgios, and if you didn't watch the match, Nick ended up winning the first set, and after that, he just had a breakdown, yelling at his corner, asking for their support. You could tell he was extremely frustrated with his corner. It's not usual that you see corners talking to their player, but Nick didn't care. He wanted his corner support, and yeah, he didn't get it, and he was clearly upset about it. But after the match, he ended up congratulating Novak on winning, and in the press conference, he mentioned how he felt, quote, the trophy was attainable, and in my opinion, I really think that he was capable of winning, but it just didn't end up going the way that he wanted, and he ended up falling short. But he'll definitely be back in the conversation for Wimbledon. And for Wimbledon, a crazy stat that I heard was this is the 18th consecutive time that Wimbledon has had at least a second-time winner. So what that means is this is the second time, or excuse me, the 18th consecutive time that somebody new has not won the Wimbledon, and a previous winner has won Wimbledon. So kind of a crazy stat. It kind of shows that experience does matter here in Wimbledon. And I guess we'll see if that streak continues next year or if it ends up stopping and we get a new winner next year. So I'll keep you guys updated as I know more. But that's going to do it for the tennis talk on the Never Lost podcast for the day. Moving on over to some sports betting picks of the week here. I'm going to go over to Underdog, which is a sports betting app that I use, and I'm going to go MLB. I'm going to click into the Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays game that is playing today at 4:10. I'm going to go with Brian Bello pitch count. I'm going to go over 85.5. I think he's going to end up having a strong outing against the Rays after not having too great of an outing last week. I'm going to say 4 strikeouts. I'm going to say he's going to go under that, but unfortunately we can't bet on him in the same bet. So I'm going to move down over to Franchi Cordero. He's been hot. I'm going to say he's going to have over half of a hit. So we'll see how he does there. Randy Arizona, you know what I mean. I think he's going to have over 6.5 fantasy points. So I think he's going to have a big day today. So we'll see how that all plays out. And that's going to do it for the Underdog picks of the week. I hope that you guys end up winning some money here. I'm going to place just a quick little $5 on this bet. Just write it out. We're going to end up winning 30 here if this hits. So good luck on your betting this week. Definitely look around on Underdog and Prize Picks to see what bets you like. Let me know. Follow me on Instagram at the Never Lost Podcast. I'll leave the link in the description down below. So make sure you check it out. And please let me know how I can do better, how I can improve this show. And let me know if you would like to be a guest as well. So thank you so much for listening to episode 7 of the Never Lost podcast. I hope you have a great day and a great week, and I'll see you guys later.